A Chinese ban on Australian rock lobster imports is causing grave fears for the $500 million industry. Prices have fallen by as much as 60% since the ban was announced. Fishing boats are in a holding pattern and processors have ground to a halt. But so far, it's unclear exactly what's prompted China's ban. Ashley Hall reports.
In Australia, commercial rock lobster fishing is worth $500 million a year. The industry is centred on Western Australia, South Australia and Tasmania, and about 85 to 90% of the catch is exported live to China. Well, it was. Over the weekend, Chinese officials said they'd no longer accept lobsters from Australia, subject to negotiations with the Australian government.
The effect has been devastating. We have vessels that have just been tied up. They're not going to sea. We have processors that are at full capacity holding rock lobsters in tanks and not able to move them. So it's brought the industry to a sudden and very unwelcome halt.
Gary Morgan is the chairman of Southern Rock Lobster Limited, the peak body for the industry.
If it goes on for some time, it will obviously cause significant grief for not only the industries, the fishermen and the processors that are involved, but all of the ancillary industries that rely on that economic activity.
And with the sudden sharp drop in demand, Dr. Morgan says the portside price of lobsters has plummeted.
It has dropped by 40%, in fact. I'm getting reports of even greater percentages, from $65 a kilo down to $20 to $25 a kilo.
That must be devastating for the fishermen.
Well, it is, because someone who is, for example, leasing their vessels, leasing their quota, as a lot of fishermen do, they need about $30 a kilo just to break even.
Dr. Morgan says it's not clear why China has banned Australian lobsters. After all, there's no ban on imports from the two other big players, New Zealand and South Africa.
We have some ideas about what the issues are, and they mainly revolve around domestic Chinese politics.
In what way?
From what we understand, China is trying to put a cap on its domestic inflation, and that domestic inflation has been largely a result of rapidly increasing food prices. And so we think that this response of essentially closing its borders, to Australian rock lobsters is somehow tied up with that. But until we receive an official response of what the issue is from China, we're just speculating about that.
Not even the Australian government can find out why China's imposed the ban, and the lack of an explanation is infuriating some members of the industry.
Can you imagine the uproar if a shipment of gas or a shipment of iron ore, the boat wasn't allowed to unload because someone was being a bit bloody-minded or had his knickers in a knot? I don't know why they've done it, but I can imagine the outcry from our federal government if that happened, but I can't see much of an outcry at the moment.
Rodney Trelogan is the chief executive of the Tasmanian Rock Lobster Fishermen's Association.
We've got somewhere with up to probably 50-odd boats that are sitting out at sea at the moment around Tasmania that have fish on board that can't unload. There is no capacity in the state for them to unload. The processors who hold live fish are at maximum capacity. There is a limited amount of processing, cooking and that taking place, but that's at a very low beach price, and a lot of fishermen just can't afford to unload at those sort of prices if they could find someone to take them. So it's disastrous at the moment.
It's not the first time China has imposed a ban on Australian rock lobsters. The last time was in response to the SARS outbreak in 2002. Dr. Morgan says that move forced the industry to look beyond the Chinese market for sales. And while new markets are beginning to prosper, he says what the industry needs to ensure its stability is a free trade deal with China.
That process should be speeded up. For example, New Zealand has just concluded a free trade agreement with China, and our current understanding is that New Zealand has been exempted from this ban on imports.
Members of the industry will travel to Canberra tomorrow to meet trade officials to discuss how to get the ban lifted. Local shoppers, hoping the excess supply might lead to lower retail prices in Australia, are likely to be disappointed, though. A leading seafood retailer expects the dispute to be resolved before lobster prices start to fall in Australian shops.
Ashley Hall.